Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Ticket has won 5 Marconi Awards since the last time Jerry and the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. That streak looks like it's going to continue a while. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Want to win a $100 gift card to Bike Mart? If so, text the word BIKE to 22126. That's BIKE to 22126. Bike Mart has the best selection of deals on e-bikes, mountain bikes, kids bikes, and gear. Find a location nearest you at BikeMart.com. And remember, life is better on a bike from Bike Mart.
Good job, EA. It's 5:40 here on The Ticket. This is the Hardline. No Corby today. Lando, Bob, and Dave are here. We will hear more from EA here in about 15 minutes. And Friday, Frun Jr., as he went on a trip. But as Corby gallivants to whatever suite he was offered sponsor. At some outdoor event. We have a sponsor.
American Leak Detection.
Thank you.
There we go.
Dave decided it would be good to kick Corby in the nads.
Right. Well, he says that he is off to California to see widespread panic.
Right.
That's his cover story. It is entirely possible that he's serving an on-air suspension for talking too much about pedophilia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It comes up way too often, I think.
On and off air.
Yeah. His
this is a very odd accusation.
I mean, his employee record is sealed, mm-hmm. so we don't get to see when he's been disciplined and what for. But I just want to present some evidence.
Okay.
And let the jury decide.
Yeah, just see if this is a normal amount of a drive time host talking about this very sensitive subject. So I think this is maybe a more recent example where this extends to Corby's real life. That he was out for a walk one day and he had his phone and he was approaching a park that was filled with children and one of the parents thought he was a creeper.
But it was one of those moments where I'm like, does this guy think that I'm filming his kids swinging? Do people do that?
I guess.
Has he never seen someone exercise before? God.
So he was putting himself in between you, your camera angle, and where his kid
100%.
Was. He was moving.
Yes.
To make sure that you never had a clean shot of his kid.
Yeah. Oh, keep swinging. Yeah. What a swinger you are. But I mean, wouldn't you have thought if someone was walking up toward you with a dog, especially, they're walking right at you, that you're like, okay, that's probably a P1. Like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, it happens a lot, right? But
to you, maybe.
It was mean. I'm not a pedophile.
Oh, no.
It just happens too much to you.
What do you mean? What happens too much?
Just Freudian slips about 14-year-olds.
But not actually the act of anything. It was just weird. Anyway, shout out to that guy. If he was a P1, he doesn't know who he was talking to there.
Oh, Bob, well done. It's just kid stuff.
Way to shade your kid from the filming.
Okay, so Corby wasn't with his dog. That was the other guy's dog?
Yeah, I believe okay. so, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could see Corby walking up to a playground and go, absolutely not, sir. You need to turn around and leave here.
And it's like he's using dogs as cover.
Right. Which is unacceptable.
God, it does happen a lot.
To the point where
everybody thinks I'm a pedophile.
Yeah, he brings it up so often.
Sixth grade, huh?
Oh, look at that over there, huh? Yeah, eighth grade, kick ass.
So he's obsessed
high school
with
girls,
it.
Huh?
How's your ass?
So it happens so often that sometimes I get confused as to what he's talking about.
Okay.
Speaking of jail time.
Yes, sir.
This didn't actually escalate to teacher-student sex, but sex was definitely on the teacher's mind.
Ruh-roh.
A former Plano private school teacher has been arrested and accused of sending inappropriate messages to a student. He 32, she 15.
Mm, yeah.
No, you got to wait until she's 32.
Yeah, this is not the one I wanted.
Is that the pedopod one?
Yes.
Okay, no, we're going to play that last.
Okay.
Sorry. This is the one that he, because he's obsessed with this term, made me think that that was the name of the podcast.
Only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, it's 5:57. It's the Hardline live from the Charles Schwab Colonial, and we have big, big hockey tonight. And when we have big hockey, we need a big hockey brain. And so very high on my list of big hockey brains is the great Dmitry Filipovich, who hosts the PDO cast and
PDO cast,
the hockey PDO, of course. And Dmitry joins us right now. Hi, Dmitry. How are you?
Fellas, I'm good. Just to clarify, definitely not the pedo cast.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, great intro.
I don't know what Bob's into. So.
That was on the list of names he decided not to go with. So
it was close. It was a close second.
The URL was taken, so you had to pivot. Yeah, I get it.
Forgot about that.
What an awkward intro to a guest.
Yeah, a guy who's never been on the station before.
Yeah. Well, at least he rolled with it.
He really did.
Yeah. And so, yes, we got a sneak preview of this next audio. So this is, to me, this is the coup de grace. This is the exhibit A when you talk about the fixation that Corby has. Because we were talking about teacher-student sex, which is a recurring theme, unfortunately, on Community Quick Hits.
Feels like our newsroom really puts a premium on that.
Well, we may have a Google News alert
right.
for that.
I would guess.
But it happens a lot because, as Corby says, we covet what we see. That when you, especially when you put a younger teacher or somebody that's in their 20s or early 30s and they are around budding young men and women in their late teens.
Yeah, don't say budding.
Sometimes there's some sexual tension and the adult in the room can't handle the temptation. And Corby, for some reason, has sympathy for the perpetrator in this particular case. Speaking of jail time.
Yes, sir.
This didn't actually escalate to teacher-student sex, but sex was definitely on the teacher's mind.
Ruh-roh.
A former Plano private school teacher has been arrested and accused of sending inappropriate messages to a student. He 32, she 15.
Mm, yeah.
You got to wait until she's 32.
You bad decision, coach. Bad decision. Should these teachers start acting out the way like Tony Soprano would? Or maybe Pauly from Goodfellas? Where anything you do illegally is on a payphone? Like, you just do everything.
Yeah, it seems like
are you trying to help the criminals here?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're saying, don't stop the harassment.
Yeah. Seems like you're saying, don't leave a digital cyber trail on
Way
Discord.
Go, snake.
This with sounds underage like, girls.
This sounds like Corby's guide.
Call
to
her at home advice. On a payphone.
There are no payphones anymore, okay? Maybe they should start building payphones, though, to
help the predators.
Workshop your point, Corby. We'll come back to you.
Think about the money you could make off predators alone if you just started putting payphones back into business. Ham, think about it.
I thought about it. No.
I'll let you in on this.
So you're going to just around town, you're going to put up little phone booths that say pedos only.
Well, we're going to soft pedal a little.
We'll work on that title.
Pedos only.
Timeout, Davidson.
He also asked if she would date him and said he couldn't wait to kiss her and would teach her how to kiss.
Oh, God.
And then he asked her if she would have sex with him, but don't tell anyone or he would get in trouble.
Huh. Gary, that's disgusting.
And then it did ultimately turn physical. In the classroom, he would touch her under her desk during class.
Dude, what is he doing?
And here is the most insane. I mean, that's all awful.
Yeah. Oh, no. We haven't got to the most insane.
He tells a male student about his inappropriate contact with her.
Hey, Steve, come here.
And that male student did not report the teacher because he didn't want his favorite teacher to get in trouble.
Wait, what?
What in the world?
So he's like the cool teacher. All the kids on campus think Mr. Allred's awesome.
Yeah.
Until he tries to...
He'll rank the chicks with us.
Yeah. So, creep show, this guy.
And you thought the pedo pod was disturbing, DJ.
It still is.
It's your invention.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, guys.
I didn't invent anything.
Trying to invent.
you are trying to
help the pedos.
You're trying to get angel investors for the pedo pod.
You think that'd be good on Shark Tank?
I'll give you 20% of the company.
Cuban's like, Corby, is that you?
Pedo like pedophile? Yeah, you know.
Goodness.
That's going to be a no from me.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, so Corby invented a private pod with an untraceable payphone that pedophiles can use to communicate with their prey.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't appreciate.
Why wouldn't they just wait by the phone booth for whoever walked
right,
up?
Right, yeah. Just the police officer just needs to sit on the park bench outside the pedo pod.
I also love there's a moment where you're talking about what the teacher's doing and Corby says, "Oh, come on, man." Like, as if he's like, if I were you, I would have done it differently.
Yeah.
It's
he's like teaching his master class.
Yeah, so I hope Corby is, in fact, living his best life and seeing widespread this weekend. But I just want to put it out there that I'm concerned that maybe he's gone down a poor path and maybe Cumulus Management is trying to rein him in.
Maybe so.
So we'll
that explains a lot.
We'll reconnect with Corby on Monday and see if he is, in fact, in pedo support jail.
I think he has some things to answer for.
He does.